This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Swindehart is in on the program today, and it is Tech Talk until 3 o'clock in the news. And if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call Doug. He is the man. The number is 651-989-9226. And that is good for a call or a text here on the program. Doug, how you doing?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, Steve. This weather, can you beat it? My goodness.
Well, it was dreary for, it felt like, about 3 weeks. I know it wasn't quite that long, but it's good to get a little warmer weather and a little bit of sunshine here in the Twin Cities. So, once again, our phone lines are open if you want to talk to Doug about your computer. Once again, hardware, software, whatever, is all fair game on the program. And, Doug, we got a text in early on the program today. Okay. Should I buy or build a new computer? I know it's difficult to build a laptop, but I would assume they're talking about a desktop. My daughter and her boyfriend built a gaming computer, and it was a lot of fun for them to put it together, and now it's up and running. So it is doable, isn't it?
Oh, goodness, yes. And in fact, I just got done upgrading a computer I built almost 5 years ago. And the man owns a business, and he's getting ready to retire and move his stuff home, but he's going to keep doing business a little bit on the side. He just raves about the computer that we built for him. And I told him, I said, you know, when you could pick exclusive motherboard and case and processor and the amount of RAM, you can build a system exactly the way you want it. It might cost you a little bit more, but I think you're going to end up with a lot better quality. And in addition to that, it will help people to have the confidence if they ever need to do their own repair. I highly recommend this. Take a little bit extra time. Learn. It's really not that difficult to do, and there's tons of information and guidance that you can pick up. And you really should end up with a much, much superior machine.
Yeah, and as we've talked before, components are so affordable. You know, solid-state drives, state-of-the-art technology are dirt cheap right now.
Oh, indeed. The only thing that seems to be running really, really high-priced are the high-tech video cards. And it isn't because there isn't a supply. They got plenty of supply. But they're just in such high demand. A card that would have sold for $150 to $170 last year is going for well over $500 today. So, but you buy a motherboard that's got built-in video and wait until the prices go down, and then you can pick up a high-test video card. This isn't going to last. This is kind of a trend in the industry. Little certain particular components, when they get real popular, they shoot up in price. And right now, it's video cards. But other than that, you should have no problem at all finding components at, well, like what you said, probably less money than what they've been in a long time. And you can pick and choose and put the processor together. Really, you can just really design it exclusively for what you want to do. I think it's a great experience for people.
Yeah, and if you're building a computer, you are not married to, using a Windows operating system. If you're building a computer from scratch, there are other options for sure.
Oh, no doubt. And in fact, there are several new operating systems that are expected out this year that are supposed to run Windows programs. And that's going to be interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing as they come out and go through the little beta testing. And I think we're going to see some great changes with operating systems coming up in the next year or two.
Yeah, and Doug, one other story I wanted to bring up, and that is a computer chip shortage and the impact it's having on industry, particularly the auto industry. I know a number of people who work in the auto industry, and there is a shortage of vehicles now, particularly new vehicles, and that's because there aren't enough computer chips. Story I saw, General Motors will temporarily shut down two more plants, and this story goes back about a week. One was in Tennessee and one was in Michigan, but it's part of a long list of North American auto plants going dark because of the ongoing chip shortage, causing temporary layoffs and cutting into the supply of new vehicles. Fiat Chrysler has been impacted, Ford, General Motors, and maybe people have heard about this storage, but it is real, and you have to wonder if at some point that would have an impact on computer and other technology we use.
Oh, it already is. And in fact, Apple is going to be delaying the launch of the iPhone 12. Apple spends somewhere in the neighborhood of $58 billion annually in semiconductors. It's going to impact everybody. I'm not certain exactly what's going on. I hope that it has nothing to do with our relationship with China. I'd like to see some of these microchips be produced again back in the States. I know that Germany is beginning to produce their own microchips, and other countries are going to be getting on this bandwagon as well. We actually were the first to start the production on these, and I'm hoping it'll come back to the U.S.
Yeah, certainly. You drive around, and ever since I totaled my truck in Iraq 2 months ago, I have been kind of looking at new, looking at used. You and I have talked about this offline. The supply is tight. Depending on the vehicle, I'm looking for another pickup truck. I've had them for years and find them very useful at work and at home. But, supply is tight. You better be ready to pounce when you find something you like. Doug, let's go to the text line. By the way, our number, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226 is the phone number, and you can call Jonathan Lowe's in studio today, or you can send us a text, and I'll get it right here. And from our text line, someone has a problem with the laptop concerning sound, and they say there is none. It's an Asus ZenBook 14, and they're just having a hard time getting any sound whatsoever. And I will say this, Doug, on my work laptop, every now and then I try to do maybe Google Meet or I'm invited on a Zoom call or whatever, very typical. I can't get the sound to work. And it gets to the point where I need to shut down and start over, and then it generally works in the reboot. But in this case, these people with their Asus ZenBook not having any luck.
Yeah, this is really an interesting thing, and I think it goes back to the driver situation. Who's really in control of the drivers? I think it's more software and configuration. And if you can take and download an ISO for Linux and build yourself a boot disk and boot up in Linux off of the USB drive or the DVD drive, and if you've got sound there, then you know for certain that it's not hardware. That's the quickest and the easiest way to go from there. And it could be that you actually have to remove it completely and reinstall it as a driver. I ran a search the other day for this because I had so many calls on sound. And Asus Notebook, I put in there, no sound on Asus Notebook. And I got 11 million hits on this from Google. That's an awful lot for one particular area. with a brand name. I am not certain if there's some type of a driver issue or some type of a IRQ has been rerouted or reported, but there's definitely something going on with the ASUS line and laptops and notebooks. That's for sure. I'd like to have those people call me. I'd like to take a look at one of these.
All right, Doug, let's go to the phones right now. Let's bring in Nancy in Edina. Nancy, you're on Tech Talk. Hello.
Hi, Doug. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a laptop, Lenovo Edge 2. Just this morning, when I am sending emails to people, I copy myself on it to CC, and it comes up in the screen that, you know, my copy is to me, and then it disappears. And I'm going, what the heck? I've tried to go into settings. Now I go to sent mail, and it shows that I sent it to myself and I sent it to the recipient. So I don't know what happens.
Is there any chance you're sending it to the same email address as you're sending it from?
Well, I tried that too. I just to see if that would work. No, I sent it to some people I knew with a copy to myself. And I went in the last resort. I thought, what happened to it? So I went into my sent, and it's there. So it's working.
Right, right. But you're actually, say, for example, admin@swinhart.com is my email address. I'm using that email, and I'm trying to send it back to admin@swinhart.com. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, no.
Because the mail servers generally won't allow that. You can send it to a different email address, and it all revolves around the fact that you have it in your sent mail. It's just a waste of disk space and a waste of internet to send an email out and back to the same place. And that most email servers won't allow that. It's you can CC yourself at a different email address of yours, but yeah, this is a question that's popped up for me before in the past. Your best record is the sent, is your sent folder. So you see it, you got it. The only time that works is if you are on a website, for example, and you can send an email to people from your email and then have it copied to your email address as well. But that's going through a web server. Generally, if you're on the peer mail server, it's not going to happen the way I think you would like it to happen. I wish I had better news, but that's kind of the way it works. Get a second email. Gmail is free, and then you can actually have it sent right to another email, and you've got it in two places with two different servers.
And time for me to jump in. I love this little backup trick. If you have an important, you have a couple of different email accounts, you have an important file or something you want to hang on to, email it to that other account, because between the two, that is a pretty good, especially if you have an attachment that you really don't want to lose or some sort of document, just attach it and email it to your other. And then, as Doug pointed out, you have it in your sent email, an email account number one, and email account number two,
exactly.
You have it in the inbox.
Exactly.
I've lived by that for years and years, and it has really saved me a lot of hassle. And if for whatever reason it gets deleted or is not there, I've always got it in the other one. So
it's a perfect solution.
221, quick break. We have more Tech Talk coming up with Doug. Here's the number again. It's easy. 651-989-9226, and you can send a text, and we have a lot of those already, or you can call the program, and you'll visit with Jonathan Lowe today, who's covering for Shaletta Brundage. It is 221 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is 225 on a lovely Saturday here at News Talk, 830-WCCO, and we have Tech Talk going right now. And let's go to the phones. Doug's in. Let's bring in Marcy from Eden Prairie. Hello, you're on with Doug.
Hi, I sure would appreciate your help. I have Microsoft Office 2010, so yes, it's old, with the Outlook email. And the last few months, every time you get an email and click on the download pictures line above the from line,
It won't do it. You get an error message, and it says linked image cannot be displayed. And so if you get a, like from a Menards or Costco with a bunch of pictures, every picture has the same message, linked image cannot be displayed. I've tried the Trust Center, the settings in the Trust Center, all those things, and that doesn't seem to solve it. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I think that just as a test to make sure that these servers aren't seeing outdated software, you might want to download and install Mozilla Thunderbird. Looks kind of like Outlook, feels like Outlook, but that way you're kind of up to date and you can test it. That old, it's hard to tell what's going on without actually seeing it. And you also might want to check to make sure that it isn't time to like archive some of your files. Outlook has a tendency of getting kind of bloated. And if you're running Windows 10, that's another place where Provisa, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R, Provisor, would just do a great job of cleaning out those background files. But if this is an ongoing issue, it's, and it could be too that you're caught in between the old style of Outlook and what Microsoft is now producing with the 360 Online. They're having some issues with their servers as well. If you don't get that corrected, give me a call next week and I'll take a look at it for you. And thank you for the call.
Very good. Marcy in Eden Prairie, good enough to join us. Now let's go to Paul in St. Paul. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you, Doug, for taking my question.
Sure.
I'm going to be building a system here shortly with a mid-level i7. But on my current system, I'm using both Norton 360 and Malwarebytes. And I'm wondering if I'm defeating the purpose of one or the other by running both.
I think you are. You know, anytime we configure a machine, we're trying to find that sweet spot between maximum performance and adequate security. And the thing about making them run fast, it's not like having a fast car on Friday nights to impress the girls when we was teenagers. That's not what this is about. The miracle of solid-state circuitry is the faster we make the computer run, the more stable it is and the longer it will last. So we're looking for longevity here. And there's really no reason in the world where you want two security packages running side by side. And many times they will start fighting each other and see each other as an intrusion. And then you do have some issues. I'd pick one. I probably would choose Malwarebytes over the Norton 360, but that's a matter of preference as well. And I hope that helps, and good luck on your build.
229 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Phones are busy. Text line is busy. The number is 651-989-9226. And here is a friendly reminder. That's good for all our programs. Whether it's a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning with Rashini, or any of our programs during the week, by all means, use that number, keep it handy, 651-989-9226. Of course, Denny Long and all his great programs on Saturday morning, and Shaletta's show between 11 and 2 on Saturdays. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk underway on a Saturday, a lovely day at that, 651-989-9226. Doug Swinhart, good enough to join us when sports schedules permit. 651-989-9226 is our phone number on the program. Twins and Angels played tonight from Southern California. You'll hear it here. Our pregame show begins at 7:30. And, Doug, let's jump right back to our text line. We've got a lot of those lined up. 5-year-old Vio laptop. Isn't that Sony?
It is.
After working on it for an hour or so, the screen glows orange. Doesn't shut down on me. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it does sound like heat, but this might actually be a condition where this thing has to be taken completely apart and remove the heat sink and reapply the thermal paste. And I would recommend Noctua, N-O-C-T-U-A. It comes from France. It's a little bit more expensive, but I personally believe it's the best thermal paste you can use. That might do it. If it isn't drivers, but I'd be checking that as well, it probably isn't drivers. It has something to do with could have been something that happened during manufacturing and just beginning to raise its ugly head at this point. And make sure it's not heat and attempting to shut down, which could be as well. Could be a sensor problem, but I'm thinking more towards the heat coming off the processor. And I work on these and find these little anomalies, redo the cooling and make sure it's set up as active and redo some things, and pretty soon it just goes away and then life is good. It's either that or far too many processes running in the background and they're taking away from the video resources. But that, I believe, is fixable. Five-year-old Vio, that should be a nice machine, and I hope that helps.
All right, very good, Doug. Is that a do-it-yourself, or do you need a pro to do that?
You know, with a Sony, you might want to hire somebody. If you can get a hold of a service manual or find the unit on ifixit.com, I-F-I-X-I-T.com, where they give you step-by-step instructions. But they're not the easiest to take apart, so you definitely want to have some type of guidance with you before you start. If you can't find that, then, yeah, I'd take it to a professional. If you don't, you might not get it put back together so it looks properly, or some plastic will crack or something. But that's definitely doable, definitely. But find a user manual, find a service manual, and you should be good to go.
All right. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. Doug, we have talked about Starlink, and this is something that Elon Musk and SpaceX is putting up. And this is internet service that is space-based, and they're already operating. And even here in Minnesota, you can get it. You can sign up. There's some equipment to buy, and there is a downstroke. It'll cost about $100 a month. But what we understand is this will be high-quality, high-speed internet, and you don't need to live in a city or in a suburb or in a larger town. You should be able to get this anywhere as they continue to expand the number of satellites that are in orbit. The question is, and I have not heard this, will clouds or storms affect the performance of Starlink?
It will some, but nowhere near like DirecTV or Hughes satellite or anything. These are low-level satellites, and they're running at a different frequency. And right now, they're putting out 150 megabits per second, and Elon Musk is projecting that within a year they will have this perfected and you'll be downloading as much as 300 megabits per second. And with it being wireless, being and low level is really the key here, being that it's wireless, there's going to be little, if any, network latency. You're going to have some awfully bad weather to notice anything at all. Seriously, this is going to be a new technology that I am really excited about. And I think the prices over time will go drop down a little bit. But for people who don't have any internet, this is a bargain. It's a serious, serious bargain. And I would encourage everybody that's not getting high-speed internet, especially in the outlying areas, go to starlink.com and take a peek and put in your name and at least get the newsletter. Yeah, that's exciting technology coming our way, and they are rolling it out right now.
Yeah, and the thing about Starlink for people, and maybe it'll be appropriate for someone who has a lake home and wants to stay connected, or they want to stream video and that sort of thing. I think Starlink is an option, but once again, Starlink, you're going to need to buy equipment. You're going to need a dish or a receiver for this, and it'll cost about $100 a month. It is relatively easy to set up. There's a website and all of that where you can check it out. But I would think someone who has a lake home or lives out in the country and they just can't get good, reliable internet, there's certainly a market for this. But I would expect that Elon Musk and the folks at Starlink are going to want to start moving into cities and towns in the suburbs where maybe people are dissatisfied with the service they're getting from their current internet service provider. And as we know, Doug, competition is always a good thing.
Oh, no doubt. And even though when you live in the metro area, you would be amazed at how many areas right here within 6 million people, there's really only one broadband internet service that you can have. Could be CenturyLink, could be Comcast Xfinity. Now, U.S. Internet came across an area and put up the short span wireless, and they covered a whole bunch of area in the Brooklyn Park and that guy and Minneapolis did a wonderful job. But I don't think it's going to be as top quality internet as the low level satellites, which have been around for a long time. They've had these in Japan since the mid to late 80s. So it's a perfected technology. You're not gambling very much at all. And if I know Elon Musk, he took that technology, and legally, of course, and he's actually ramped it up and perfected it even a couple of steps beyond. So I'm looking forward to seeing the results of this thing.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to grow the network to the point where just about anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, especially on the latitudes with Canada and the United States and Mexico, that you're going to be able to get reliable broadband internet, and could be a very big business. And I know one of the goals is to fund future space ventures for SpaceX. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Minneapolis, you're on with Doug.
Hi, Doug. This is Jeff.
Hi.
I had USI Fiber. This kind of falls into what you're talking about. I've US Fiber installed and to get high speed, and discovered that to get the faster speed, my laptop, which is about 5 years old, HP, needed to have 5G capable, but it's not. Is there a way to make it capable? And if not,
what did you say it needed?
5G.
Oh yeah. Give me a call. I think I've got the little network card you're looking for. If it's compatible, and I believe it is at the age, there's a Wi-Fi card that was made by Killer Networking that now is being sold by other people because their patent or their 7-year deal was up. And you can buy it for about $20. Give me a call a little bit later, and I'll tell you about that. I think that's fixable. That's absolutely fixable.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks. We'll have Doug's phone number and email here at the end of the program, and you'll be able to reach out to him next week. Doug, let's talk about cloud storage for documents and pictures. Someone wants to know, where do they start? Where should they go? There are a ton of options. If you have a Gmail account, you've already got access to that. If you have an Apple product, say, for instance, a MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, you already have access to cloud storage. But there are a litany of other options as well.
Oh, there really is. And if they're looking for something that's automated, Carbon Copy has just got it right down pat. And they bought out Mozy. And I kind of thought that their prices would raise after they merged with Mozy. But they didn't. In fact, a lot of places they went down. And if you're conservative about just taking the data, I think it's about $6 or $7 a month, and it's all automated. You set it up to the time you want it to grab the files, what files you want it to grab. And I have actually had opportunity on several occasions to restore after reinstalling Windows, and it's a snap. It's like a half an hour, and you're all done. The data's back in place. You don't have to worry about restoring an entire operating system, which is never a good plan. But there's a plethora. But I'm really liking Carbonite. It's just wonderful. Just super, super. But like you say, Google with a Gmail account, you have either 18 or 25 gigabytes of space. And if I'm not mistaken, if you want a full terabit, I think it's about $11 a year. You can't buy disk space for that kind of money. Plus, it's off-site. Yeah, it's there's no reason people can't have the best of all worlds. Just depends if you want to have no labor at all or just a little bit of labor. Either way, but there, like you say, there's just a plethora of services out there. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and the best I have seen, Google's very good. But, for instance, on my iPhone, you accumulate over time photos. You have your apps. You have all your contact information. I can't say enough about iCloud storage.
Well, I agree.
And a great example is I was visiting my daughter a couple of years ago at college in Arizona, and my phone died. I went to the nearest AT&T store. The tech walked me through it. He tried to troubleshoot. It was shot. I needed a new phone, and I was able to take care of it. on the spot, get a new phone, and because I had everything backed up on iCloud, it took a while to restore. It wasn't instantaneous. It took a little time. I'm you know, an hour or two. But within an hour or two, I had everything that I had on my old phone on my new phone.
Oh, indeed.
Just like that. I mean, it was phenomenal, and I'm always going to be a big fan of iCloud storage.
Oh, no question. And if you've got an Android system and you've got your Google set up properly, you would do right. The same thing. And it'd take about the same amount of time. One thing I really like that Apple has, but you got to pay attention and get it set up properly, is their iSync between multiple devices. This is real. But like I say, make certain you understand where it's syncing from and to, because you can actually lose data if you're syncing it the wrong direction. But they've got it. They really do. They will push for a dual authentication, but if you're working with it with your iPhone in your hands, dual authentication really is no trouble at all. It's just a matter of understanding how that process works. But iCloud is second to none. It's right there with Google as far as I'm concerned. It's a wonderful, wonderful product.
Quick break. We'll have more with Doug. We're going to get to as many texts as we can. We're going to kind of do a lightning round when we come back to plow through all these texts. 2:53, final minutes of the program, Tech Talk. It always goes by so quickly. Doug Swindehart joining us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And let's get to those texts. And we'll try to get to as many as we can, kind of do a lightning round here. Doug, 2020 MacBook, error with the M1. Do I need virus protection? It is a MacBook Air.
I would say probably not. And this, we're going to go fast on the text, but these chips, the ARM chips, we could spend 2 hours on that. Intel announced last month that they're going to try to produce their own ARMs for Apple. They want that business back. So this is going to be an interesting topic to watch. I don't think they're going to require any antivirus, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, and with that error, you should get in touch with AppleCare.
Absolutely.
If it is a new machine, they'll take care of you and help you out with any sort of error you're getting on that.
In minutes.
Doug, the Xfinity app on my Android phone to get my email. Comcast apparently canceling the app after April 20th. I can't confirm that. Any options for a good, safe mail app on my phone?
Oh, there's just a ton of them. But the best approach, I think, if you've got a Comcast.net account, if it's a Comcast email, is just open up a browser and go to Comcast.net and log in and rock and roll. Or you can just go to whichever phone you have. If it's an Apple, you can use their mail. If it's an Android, there's all kinds of mail programs on Google Play. You won't have any problem at all if you prefer having a local client pop up. Me, I just don't use a browser. Keeps it nice and clean and keeps everything in check exactly the way it should be. But that's shouldn't be any problem at all. None whatsoever.
All right, couple of minutes left. I run Malwarebytes Premium. Kronos 2021 added antivirus, anti-malware, which took over for Windows Defender. Any experience or opinions on a Kronos antivirus and running it with Malwarebytes?
My experience is limited, but it looks to me like it's going to run side by side without a problem. But here again, if you notice your machine slowing down, make a choice. You're better off having with just one. Kronos is a very well-known and reputable company here in the States. You should have no problem at all. They would not bring out a product that is going to harm that reputation even for a second. I know that for certain. So I hope that helps, and good luck.
All right, I'll summarize this text real quickly. 2013 Brother printer having troubles with Windows 10. Are you surprised by that?
Oh, heavens no. But you should be able to make it run if you can get it installed using the compatibility mode. And even Windows 10 will allow you to set up that icon or that .exe file, right-click on it, and set it to run in compatibility mode. I probably would start out compatible with Windows 7. And if it doesn't work with that, try 8. And if that doesn't work, you might be looking at a new printer.
One other quick text, put in a plug for Crash Plan for cloud backups. Set it and forget it. Local company, product developed. by code 42, two thumbs up on that. All right, we've got to run. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. A-D-M-I-N at WCCOTech.com. And thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, and you're going to get to those emails and phone calls as quick as you can, right?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. All right, Doug, take care. Enjoy the lovely day.
You too.
All right, there he is, Doug Swindenhart, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.